I am Chris Von Erich. Come on, Franklin. That's hot. Are you serious? If you walk around looking like that, you deserve it.
I got something to say about that. This is The Red Lens.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Chris Von Erich. This is The Red Lens. It is Thursday night here in New York. It is damn cold. We are about ready to get to a little snow, our first real true snow of the, winter season. Happy belated New Year's to any of you that are tuning in for the first time tonight. And as always, my man of the hour, Boston Blackie, he's going to have to explain that one. Mr. Franklin, how are you this evening?
You know what? I'm doing okay, Chris. I cannot complain. So far, the year has been good, but it's only a few days old. And getting a little annoyed with the cold weather already. You know, actually, I think the winter is only just like a week or two old, and I'm already ready for spring and summer. Skip spring. Go right into summer. And the Boston Blackie reference, Marty will probably know that, but it's an old radio show from from the 30s or the 40s, I guess it is. And Boston Blackie was a detective. I believe in Boston.
And was he Blackie?
Are you kidding? In the 30s and the 40s, you had Amos and you had Andy. That was about it. That's all you had. No, you didn't have very many.
So even back then, the white guys were co-opting the Blackie name.
For the most part, yeah. I believe that was it. Actually,
it took 20 years for them to bring that slang back to their own.
That's for sure. Yeah, it was a radio show. Anybody's father of any age would know that. And since I was raised by my grandparents, I used to listen to all that stuff because I had no choice. And some of it sort of kind of stuck with me. Some of it doesn't. Mm. But I'm glad to be here tonight. And Chris, man, I understand we have a jam-packed show. What we got going on?
It is beyond packed. But before I get into all that, I want everybody to know, as you can see, our layout is completely changed. It's been updated for the new year. Our new live call-in number, 877-978-1745. That is a toll-free number, guys. You can call in. If you have an opinion or you got something to say about the various topics we're going to be touching on tonight, call in. We want to hear about it. You can also, in the chat, you will see, it should be there. If it's not, I will throw it up on the screen here. You can call in through your web browser. I would suggest doing like Google Chrome on that. Through the link that you can see here on screen or in the chat. It should be in there somewhere. I'll throw it back in there. But you can go right through your computer, just have a pair of earbuds, and you can contact us that way as well. So you can definitely do that. But you better be subscribed to The Red Lens. That is our name on YouTube. Get over there. Hit the subscribe button. Hit the alert bell so you get everything and anything we have to offer. We are also on Twitter. At the Red Lens One, Facebook is the dedicated page or place, I should say, for this channel, the Red Lens One. We stream there. We stream to YouTube, and we also stream proudly to MGTOW.TV at the Red Lens. So you can watch us live on those platforms if you hate YouTube, but we like YouTube because we want you to like this video. We want you to share this out and share it with your buddies. Do all that. As you can see, the ticker on the bottom of the page will remind you. You could also donate to the program via Cash App. You can do that. You can do that $ Chris Bonerick. You do that, and we'll be sure to play a little.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
For you. So definitely do that. Don't be shy in terms of doing that. So let's see. Do we have any crazy people in the chat here? Let's see. Black Pill Dating says, I bet that thing stinks. Okay. He doesn't like the very overt thumbnail that I used to promote this particular show tonight. It is a quite
I bet he's right.
Revealing photo of our main topic du jour, which is Lizzo. She is the gift that definitely keeps giving. So we'll get to her in a second.
What does she do anyhow, by the way?
She is like some kind of rapper, singer. You know, she's like one of those hybrids. She's really? Not like... She's not like a hardcore rapper that in the vein of, let's say, you know, Nicki Minaj or Megan Thee Stallion kind of. She sings a little bit more, but she does do the little rappy thing. And
well, the other one from the Bronx.
What'd you say?
Well, the other one from the Bronx. I forgot what her name was. The light skinned, the stripper. I forgot what her name was.
I don't know who that is, but
I can't. She's always in the news. I can't. I know the one who was used to be a stripper. They used to knock guys out and take their watches and their money.
Oh, that's
Cardi B. That's it.
Cardi B. Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry. Wow.
I was gonna say stripper. Even hearing that, I'll get a little.
Hey now.
For that. Mighty Zane says rapper Lizzo redefining healthy is similar to Jack Murphy redefining what is a healthy relationship of one significant other. Yeah, I know. I know. The guy Jack Murphy, Franklin, if you don't recall, he is one of the patriarchy guys. You know, we touched on that
last week
there. he's having a little fun at his expense because he basically went off and, you know, revealed some things about himself and what he and his wife like to do. And, you know,
hey.
There we go. You know, it's a little, well, you know what? It's a little
gay,
but we'll leave that there. Okay. So, again, we got the phone line open. So definitely do that. I'm going to drop the, I think I can drop the link in the chat here one more time. We'll do that. So that's fresh. So you can see that if you want to call in. That. But let's get started. Let's get started with my best friend. And we'll share up her screen here. And
I need a wide angle screen.
We just might. We just might in this case. So again, rapper Lizzo flaunts obesity, saying, "Bruh, I'm gaining weight and I look so good." I can't say that word because we'll get.
It's a lie. That's why.
Rapper Lizzo shared a video displaying her obese figure while dancing in a one piece on Sunday. So let's see. The rapper, who has 1.8 million followers on Twitter, captioned the video by the message, "Bruh, I'm gaining weight. I look so you-know-what good," with a drooling emoji. So she was nice enough to keep this up on Twitter. So let's just see what she is doing here.
Go live, make a video, and I'm a rap like a robot.
Oh my God.
Ain't gonna lie, she can dance and she can move, but this is too much of it moving.
Oh my God. Well, you know what? I think that's my initial gut reaction to that. Lizzo celebration and display of obesity fits a broader political campaign against health and standards of beauty. That's the beauty's standard there, relegated to weight, body weight, dubbed body positivity. We did a show on this.
He's
many
positively fat. Sorry, I didn't.
No, but we did an episode on this, you know, almost a year ago, when we were first introduced to Lizzo in this way. Fat liberation and diversity and inclusion are its proponents. And here we have this one guy's kind of, I think, busting on her. This is healthy, you know, follow the science. Yeah, it doesn't look too healthy to me.
Was that x-ray of one of her knee joints that was actually separating because it's supporting all that weight?
I know, Jake. I mean, look at you. You're right. I mean, this is, I mean, to propose this as like a healthy thing to do is really a public disservice, in my opinion. It's really, you know, now here you got this other girl here, February issue of Cosmo, which magazine. Again, what'd you say?
It's the February issue of Fat magazine.
it should be like Uncosmopolitan. It featured its plus size models reading, "This is healthy." That's where I took the little umbrage to, you know, I borrowed the title. Wellness does not mean one size fits all, because healthy can be a loaded word. No, you see that. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. And you know what? I forgot to take our little banner down. So I'll do that so you guys can see that. You know what? I'll redo the clip, because you really, I don't want people to lose the.
Go live, make a video, and I'm a rap like a rodeo. I'm a rap like a rodeo. I'm a rap like a rodeo. Hog tie like a rodeo. Cowgirl.
Oh my God, it's you know, it's even worse the second time I saw it. This is, again, this is doing a public disservice to say that this is, in the long term, a good way to be walking around, because it's not, you know, especially for, you know, for women, you know, because there's a lot of health issues that can befall women, especially if they haven't had children yet. And I don't think Lizzo has, you know, which
I don't think so either, actually,
which doesn't surprise me.
Oh my.
We'll leave that right there. CNN says people who are overweight or obese are at much higher risk of more severe disease and even death. Here we go. COVID, of course. There you go. So in a time, Franklin, when, you know, your health should be at a premium, and you should be like, you know, lowering and regulating the things that are against you, in that capacity, here you go. You know, even CNN, who usually champions like, you know, crazy kind of like ideas in a lot of things, is telling you, look, take a step back. This shouldn't be good for you, you know. And it goes on to say that, you know, all about the disease. But your thoughts?
Well, real quick, excuse me, sorry. If I may, I'm not sure if devil's advocate is the right term for it, but there are some cultures where that's actually very, very, very desirable. Forget the name of the tribe, but there is a tribe in...
Okay!
That's what I said too. But yeah, there is a tribe, and I watched this a little bit. There is a tribe, and I forget what, Kenya, Nairobi, I forget where exactly where it was, but the bride is encouraged to eat herself stupid to get bigger and bigger and bigger, so her husband will want to mate, I don't want to say mate, will want to be, screw it, want to mate with his wife and have lots and lots and lots of children. The bigger she is, the more appealing she is to him. And it was very interesting, you know. And some of the things that they were doing in this video, and I looked at in a book, what they were eating was just, you know, porridge and just straight carbs, stuff that will make you gain weight overnight. And that's, it was very, very desirable. And I was just saying to myself, geez, you know, that's not very healthy. But apparently there are some places where that really doesn't matter, you know. But
this was all for this was all before lovemaking, is what you were saying.
Prior to that. Yes, this was, I think, a month in before the actual wedding.
I see.
It's bigger than I thought.
Yeah. Well, it might bring about feelings like that. I don't know. You know, what's weird is, I mean, you're saying Kenya. I always thought, you know, when I think of Kenyans, I think of the runners, and they have these hard bodies, and they're, you know, statuesque. I don't, yeah, I guess this is the other side of Kenya that you're talking about.
I could be wrong. It might not have been Kenya, but it was an African tribe. That much I got right. I thought it was Kenya. But
maybe it's the tribe that Ted Stryker visited in Airport.
Well, you know, a lot of us did have plans after the war, including George Zip.
That's right.
You know,
they say, see a brother, get that booty act, leg her down, or smack him, yak him. Oh, got to be. You know, shit.
Are you going to make me watch that this weekend, Airplane?
I would always suggest that to our friends out there in the audience.
What a great film. George Zip.
Let's see. So, I mean, again, you know, to kind of play off of what you just said, I mean, you might have some tribe or some faction of people somewhere in the United States that, you know, love that, or that's, you know, that's a symbol of, you know, being healthy, so to speak, I guess. But nobody's going to tell me that is desirable. You know, that is just not, that's not the, it's not the optimal thing to do, you know, in that case. After seeing Lizzo and talking about this and all that sort of thing, I have to at least look at girls that look a little bit better than that. So let's go to the Fresh and Fit Podcast girls page here, and at least let's look at some girls here that
you could add them all up together, and they wouldn't add up to what she weighs.
Yeah, I know. All right, so let's just look at some of these girls here. I lost my spot. I got so excited to actually look at real girls that I lost my spot, Franklin.
I thought a buddy of mine was telling me about Tristan, whatever his name is, the guy who
who's that
was cheating on my girl Khloe Kardashian.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, he was saying stuff about her, and he didn't particularly like her weight. What I was being told, but although he did lie down with her, so
Well, maybe these weren't the girls we should be seeing. Okay, never mind.
Oh well.
At least the two or three that were there were better than what Lizzo had to offer. That's for damn sure. let's see. Black Pill Dating says that's not the kind of fake do you make it. We yeah, well, you know, I'll tell you, I would take anything over Lizzo. That's for damn sure. All right. So I think we're pretty good on Lizzo. You know, I can't beat up on her too much because then I get hate mail, and, you know, I can't deal with that. So let me just bring up the next thing here. Now, speaking of, you know, body shaming and stuff like that, you could even run into a hassle when you're trying to be a nice guy about it. Okay. And I'm going to explain this to our audience right now, in that Catherine McPhee, and I don't know if the people out there might know who this is, but she's a singer. Okay. And she recently had a child. So she was going through all that, and her husband stepped up to the plate and probably did something that was kind of nice, you know, a nice thoughtful thing. And he came and basically said, you know, that her husband, David Foster, okay, actually complimented her on her post baby body. Okay.
Okay.
Well, that unleashed a hater raid on him. Okay. Dumping it all over him, over the Instagram post of her, where, basically they said, he said, "What baby?" joking to his wife, who did not look like she had recently given birth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, while many of the followers loved that Foster was, you know, sending some love to the wife there, others pointed out that, the post could perpetuate the idea that women need to snap back from their pre-baby bodies very quickly.
Don't they?
That's right. That's right.
Hey now.
That's why that's her job. No. Others noted that McPhee had been candid about her battling body image issues and also an eating disorder. So, you know, he was trying to be nice here, Franklin. And here's a picture of her.
See where that gets you? Wow. Okay. Look at her. So
that's pretty damn good, in my opinion.
Now that's how long is that after post baby?
That is, let's see. She had,
20 minutes.
I think it was about 8 months. So this is about 8 months after the fact.
Oh, okay. So she gave birth on the Peloton. All right, good deal.
Yeah, and it came right out. Here's another one. I mean, that's pretty damn good. I mean,
I'll say.
I mean, come on. I mean, I think even the chicks in the audience would, you know, say that this is pretty damn good for giving birth.
Not for nothing. I know women recently who have had children. They don't stay in the hospital even long these days. I think you're in the hospital for less than 4 days.
Yeah.
You know, kid comes out, he's healthy and all like that. And he's got, you know, 12 toes and all that and stuff on each foot and all of that. Everything is good. Mm. Out the door you go. Next.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't understand. I mean, I don't know when you stay in the old days, when you stayed in the hospital for what, a week or two, I guess, or whatever it is. Like, I don't really know what they did. They gave you more vitamins and things like that. But now you don't stay in the hospital for very long at all. So I'm going to guess that probably has a lot to do with, okay, you've had your baby, get out and, you know, and snap back into shape. Now, what I mean by shape, I don't mean that kind of shape. I mean, you know, start your life all over again with you and your new baby.
Right, right. So, and here's other ones here that she posted online. Now, this might be before the kid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Hey, now. Probably wear the same clothes. Good for her.
I mean, she probably can at this point. But no, I mean, she's a hot, you know, she's a hot chick, you know, so, you know, here she is. Okay. So here she is doing the stroller thing, you know, a little video here. All right. So yeah. And again, you know, looking good.
Good for her.
Yeah. So, she's
fishing and stuff. Good.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, again, you can't win. You know, you can't win as a guy, especially. Sure. You can't win. I don't even know if it's, you know, if you want to even be saying anything, whether it's somebody that you work with or anything like that. You know, even if you, let me tell you something, right? If you see somebody at your job and you even think that they might be pregnant, I wouldn't even say anything. You know, I wouldn't even go there.
It's funny you mention that, Chris. And you know me personally, and you know, I'm that kind of guy. Oh, you know, congratulations and all like that. That bit me in the ass about 10 years ago. Mm. And I forget where I was, but I actually said to a woman, oh, little baby. And she looked at me and immediately I knew I had screwed up. And she goes, no, I don't have a baby. And I forget what she told me her issue was, but I think it was a code name for being big. Okay. To this day, I never compliment anybody on that. Okay.
How dare you?
I know. It's pretty much what it was. Okay. You know what? Even if you're in the OBGYN and you've got a sign on you that says, I just had a baby, you know, I'm going to have a baby. Right. I'm not complimenting you.
All right. So, okay. So we have a caller here that wants to chime in on this topic and fat girls in general. So let's hear what our audience has to say. This is Von Erich. What is up?
Eric, can you hear me?
I can.
All right. Yeah, man. We're talking about fat girls in today's day and age.
We are. What is your opinion of this? Are you okay with it? Does it disgust you? Let's hear it.
Well, I mean, I'm all over the place on it. Like, I like to keep myself away from it. I know it stinks. Like, it's definitely like a certain smell to it. Like, definitely female bathing has gone downhill, as well as the obesity has definitely gone up as well. There's a reason why women used to wear a skirt, right? So you can't even really get a good airflow if you have all that tub on you anyway. So to me, my senses are going to tell me otherwise, you know?
Yeah, you definitely, you don't want any of that odor, that's for sure. Yeah.
Oh dear!
Definitely a fat girl epidemic going on.
Well, you know what it is? It's this embracing of, just like what we saw there with Lizzo. This is who I am, and it's not even like accept me, you know, accept how I am. It is this is actually healthy now. You know, you shouldn't even question the way I look and how you perceive me, because this is actually healthy now. They're literally trying to rework the idea and the image of what is healthy. And I don't know who they're selling it to, because they're certainly not selling it to me.
They're not selling it to Adele either. Look what happened to her. She slimmed right down.
That's right. There you go. Right. Yeah. If it was so great. Hey, Lizzo, if it was so great that you're 350 pounds, you know, why is it that every chick that gets famous and is either a singer or a movie person, the first thing they do when they hit it big is they go under the knife to get to be half their size. And what do they say about, oh, best decision I ever made? I mean,
or just exercise and just watch what they ate type of
thing. Right. Yeah, true. Whatever. Either way they go about it, the first thing they do is, you know, they're not staying that way.
Right.
So, what else you got?
So definitely take more attention being skinny, that is, but they can get attention being fat as well. And it's also like a negative attention thing. I've heard that some women like prefer negative attention. I'm sure definitely some do, for sure. But the whole fat girl thing, man, it's not for me. You gotta be really strapping too. You gotta have like a massive dong to be able to even crack into a fat girl.
It's a problem. It can be.
Oh my!
It definitely can be. It definitely can be.
I mean, like fat couples and whatnot. I don't know, man. That's how I feel about fat girls. It's either one way or the other. I get it. It sucks for like dating, I guess. Because dudes are gonna want to, you know, get the like the image. I'm embarrassed to like. I would be embarrassed to be like hanging out with a fat chick on the street or something like that.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, Franklin. What do they say? They say that you know, the fat girls. It's like you know, when you're riding something. It's fun to ride it, but you don't want anybody to see you doing it.
Oh, right? Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's
true too. And they're hip to that too. They
know. Yes, great point.
They know
that they're full of crap.
In their pictures, they always have like their tongue sticking out. If you've noticed, like a fat girl in like their pictures will just be doing this weird thing with their freaking tongue. Honestly, I'd be afraid to have like a fat girl like suck my dick. I feel like my dick was like a hot dog or some shit like that.
Yeah, that would be taking your life into your own hands there. But thank you, my man, for dropping by and giving us your two cents.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Anytime, all the time. Be well, my man.
Yeah.
All right. So there you go.
All right. Well, you know what? Not for nothing, I will say.
He is not for this body positivity definition that's going on out there.
No. And they will try though. They will definitely try. They try their hardest, but you know, so
absolutely. let's see. Oh, we got some okay, the chat popped open here.
Let's see. I clicked on the wrong thing.
Jeremiah Huseman's over half the country is morbidly obese. Yeah. That's 100% right. Tom Likas had plenty to say on this. Yeah, he did. He definitely had an opinion on this back in the day. And so did Joe Rogan. Well, you know, what's funny is Rogan shared the same point of view that I did, you know, and he basically said the same thing, Franklin, that, look, you know, you can package it any way you want. You can, you know, shine it and whatnot, but it is unhealthy to go through life that way. And my prediction is Lizzo is going to go the same way as Odell went. You know, eventually she's going to do it.
I don't say they all do, but a good amount. What's her name? The McCarthy chick, that goofy TV show, Mike and Molly. Okay. That actress. Okay. Right. She did. Mm-hmm. Okay. Not only that, I saw him recently on TV and he lost a lot of weight. You can see it in his face. Okay. It's unhealthy. It just is. And yeah, you know, it's not trying to make fun of people or say anything. You know what? It's just not healthy. Okay. Not for nothing. As an example. Okay. I picked up a couple of pounds over the years. And to tell you something, I don't feel as comfortable and I don't feel as healthy as I did is when it was a lot less of me to carry around. You just feel better when it's less of you to move around.
No, absolutely. And every, you know, just like you said, regular daily tasks are better. And please, you know, don't get this misconstrued. Lizzo is feeling the same way you are probably 10 times over. When she tries to do basic stuff. So it's, you know, she's not over there doing, you know, jumping jacks and running a mile and being the way she is. So she has her issues. Jocelyn Platino says, absolutely beautiful. I hope she's not referring to our thumbnail there, but, you know, hopefully she says we are. Well, I'll take it as we are beautiful. Yes, we are, and thank you.
Yeah, I would think that.
Thank you so much. So,
you're my scaly.
Yeah, but yeah, you know, I'll give a little applause for that. There we go. Again, as and why the hell did I not realize that I didn't do the ticker here? Oh, you know what? Again, guys, you can call into the show directly through your computer. Through that callinstudio.com link. You can definitely do that. As a matter of fact, I will do my due diligence and I will pop that sucker in there in case anybody wants to call in that way. Or you can call in
the regular 877 number.
You got it. Right up on top of us here. That number is a toll-free number. So I think as long as you're not maybe you can call international with that. I'm not 100% sure, but I know Canada and anywhere in the United States, you can call free of charge. We're paying the bill, 877-978-1745. So if you want to chime in on any of these topics that we're talking about here, feel free. And so with that, Franklin, we are going to move on to the next thing I wanted to discuss here tonight. January 6th, today actually is a special day if you like to berate yourself and think about horrible things, because it is 1 year since that whole Capitol nonsense happened and everything went crazy and a lot of craziness happened there. Now, what I find funny about this is that there's a lot of ideas about this. It ranges from there was people in that the various area that were causing a ruckus and kind of getting people agitated, and thus the whole thing happened. There's other people that think that it was just organized by one group. So there's a lot going on there. The one thing we do know is that, unfortunately, two people lost their lives in that whole melee, which is unfortunate. And there are people on both sides of this issue. There are people that say this is, what happens when things don't look or feel right, when things go on with elections and stuff. And there's people that say, hey, these people are crazy. So you have like two totally different ends of the spectrum there. The powers that be, Washington, took to the airwaves to kind of reminisce about this a little bit. I'll just bring up a couple articles that I thought were interesting with some video. Again, this is not me saying one way or another, but I just thought these were interesting. The current president talked about the assault, again, citing it as an insurrection, rebuking violence, and the formative president that we had here before him, which is Donald Trump, that he basically was making an attempt to overthrow the election results, etc. Again, Franklin, there are people on other side of the aisle that feel that they felt that the other side of the aisle were doing some nefarious stuff. So this didn't surprise me that the party that is in power right now would use today as a way to kind of ring home and cut home that they were in the right, the other people were in the wrong. I don't know who was right, who was wrong. I know it was a bad thing for us.
Oh, it was awful. It was an awful situation. I mean, I know there are people that actually haven't there been people already sentenced and that are doing jail time. I mean, I could be wrong about that, but I thought there were people that were actually sentenced already.
Yeah. Well, the guy that's actually in he's in our cavalcade of avatars, Mr.
Patriot. There he is.
Yeah. He was, I think he was given like 3 years in prison.
But what about all the people that just burned down and almost tore down New York City, burned it down, inconvenienced everybody? Or have any of them been brought to justice?
Well, that's, you bring up a tremendous point, Franklin. That is one of the things that a lot of people get annoyed with, in that, this gets all the focus. Okay.
Those patriots that burnt down the city.
this particular event gets all the focus because of where it was held. It was literally one of the biggest government buildings. The other things happened in various communities throughout different states. Again, very bad. Some people will say even worse, because it was literally in neighborhoods and downtown areas where people actually live and own businesses. So I can't argue with that logic. But you're right. if they were prosecuted, they certainly weren't, traped out for us to see. Definitely wasn't reported a lot and reported in newspapers, that's for sure. So you got a good point.
I mean, the aftermath, we all saw the videos, and I was actually in New York during a little of that nonsense, and it was pretty much like a modern day Armageddon, but it was a modern day just lunacy. Okay. And then days after that, you still saw the plywood over the buildings and the windows and broken glass everywhere. It was just an awful situation. But, I'd like to know if any of those patriots or whatever they call themselves were ever brought to justice. The guy and his wife with the AR-15 and his wife waving the pistol around. Okay. Right. That whole thing.
Right. Oh, you mean at their house, right?
I believe it was in a gated community or something like that.
Right.
They had seen this mob
tearing
apart something else, and I guess they didn't want it to happen to their area, so they took up arms and were patrolling, if you will.
Right. And what's funny about that, that same scenario, that husband and wife, they were brought up on charges.
Yeah, see, that I'm not 100% sure.
Which was crazy.
Yeah. Now, one of our commenters is saying that, he agrees with protest, and not for nothing. I sort of agree with protest too, as well, I should say, but not exactly what this person is saying. Right. There's no need to break the law. You can stand in the street, voice your opinion, and move on. Nobody says you have to set fire to anything or hurt anybody to make your or to get your point across, But that's a lot of that is what happened, and I don't see anybody, brought to being brought up.
You can't handle the truth.
That's why. We need somebody like Nathan Jessup to get some stuff done. But thank you, Bastine Justice, for contributing there. Joker says, if you tolerate everything, you will stand for nothing. That's true. And again, let me be clear here. All right. Myself and the Red Lens overall.
Let me be perfectly clear.
I know. I'm not here. I'm not an incel. if you tolerate everything, I am not tolerating everything that I see or hear. Okay. I keep an open mind to the point where I can analyze things and then I speak on them. Now, I may not be holding these people's feet to the proverbial fire about everything that went on in 2020, but make damn sure I don't agree with the dual standard. Okay. You cannot have two areas of justice, one for this group of people, this for the other group, and a republic. Okay. And that's what we live in. Okay. This is a republic that is built here in America. Cannot stand when there are two separate forms of justice and right and wrong, depending on what group is doing something. If XYZ group does something stupid, they should be put to task. They should be arrested. And, that's it. The other group, I don't care who they're led by, what, letter acronyms are in their group name. If they're doing stupid stuff, and especially criminal stuff that you or I could get arrested for, they should be getting arrested for it.
Well, all that went on in Washington, not for nothing, Chris, like you said, the location of it had a lot to do with it. What did, Wesley Snipes, I think it was, say? An address that changes always everything. Bet on black? Say that again?
Always bet on black?
Well, he said that too. But for the most part, it was, an address that, an address that changes all the rules, or the general area that changes all the rules type of a thing,
Right. No, so, absolutely.
Burn a police car in the middle of a street in any town, United States. Okay, fine. burn a police car in Washington D.C. yet is going to be it's not going to be treated the same.
Absolutely not. You know, because I mean, you know, what happens at the end of the day is, you know, I get very annoyed, and then you know, I tend to react like Elmo reacted.
Oh, gee, Elmo, that was my last one.
Oh, that's okay, Daddy. I'll just get this one.
No, wait, Elmo. Rocco says that he wants the oatmeal raisin cookie.
Rocco? Rocco's a rat, Zoe. Rocco won't know the difference.
Yes, he will. You can't have that cookie, Elmo. Rocco wants to eat it.
Oh, how is Rocco going to eat that cookie, Zoe? Not Elmo. Rocco doesn't even have a mouth. Rocco's just a rat. Rocco's not alive.
Right. Right. Rocco's not even alive. Damn it.
Poor Elmo.
So I just wanted to touch on the you know, the January 6th. They're going to do it every year. You know, they're going to speak on this probably for the next, you know, just like they did with, you know, some other crazy stuff that went on. You know, they'll speak on it every year. The one thing I will say is I don't like the fact that they correlate this with 9/11. Okay. What happened on 9/11 is a completely different thing, a completely different level. Okay. This was a
very different.
You know, this is like getting a, you know, this was like getting a black eye. Okay. 9/11 was like getting the crap kicked out of you. Okay?
Sorry, what's wrong with black eyes? Sorry?
That's right. Well, not literally a black eye.
So. Oh, I see. Okay, carry on.
But no, that is what we're getting at here. You know, two totally different things, and that is extremely disingenuous to draw a causality between the two of them. Joker says the Dems were happy to support riots in every major city of the country for 8 months straight until the riot came to their doorstep. And that was this is an opinion that a lot of people have out there, you know, and I say this all the time, you know, nobody cares about civil unrest and even just issues in general, you know, like, you know, a lot of the illegal immigration is a big thing, right? Nobody cares about that until it's your daughter, your son, your mom, your dad that gets affected in a negative way. Okay. And I won't go into details, but we know what we're talking about
here. We know what that means, of course.
All right. So it's when that happens, then all of a sudden, oh, well, we got to do something about this. You know, we got to find out who these people are that we're letting into the country. Well, yeah, well, thank you. Where have you been the last 30 years? So, let's see. Joker says, play with fire and you're going to get, yeah, amen. Amen to that. Amen to that with some applause. All right. So, let's see here. Okay. Franklin. What do you think of the Manosphere in general? Like, what is your, when you think of the pond that we play in? Okay, as you probably know this, we are one of, I mean, we're talking 20, 30, 40, 50, maybe even hundreds of guys that talk about stuff, present information to try to help guys out. What do you think of that in general? And do you think the way, the message, how it's delivered is going to change from where we were last year to now moving into a whole new year?
Well, I will tell you, it's a pretty good question, Chris. I will tell you that I do hope that a lot of the negativity that plagued the whole sphere in 2-1, we do not see in the 2-2. Okay. I don't want to see, because all it did was pit everybody against everybody and nothing really got done. Nothing was accomplished. Okay. I do believe that the Manosphere is positive. And I believe it's had a lot of positivity on a lot of people. It's affected me, that's for sure. I'm a better person for it. You know, what am I trying to say? Being on this outlet, being on this show has helped me tremendously, mind, body, and soul. Okay. Being introduced to a lot of the people who are higher in the sphere than we are. I've learned so much. Okay. I just hope that it continues to get better. Okay. Leaving some of the pettiness out. Okay. Nobody needs to pit people against each other because nothing gets done at that point.
I
just hope that it's, you know, going to be more positive.
Right. And I second that because while I know we're all guys, you see, and I think that's the first thing that gets lost on a lot of people is that guys are competitive by nature. Mm-hmm. Okay. We, you know, well, maybe not these days, but growing up, we have learned that innately as we grow from elementary school up through middle school, et cetera, that, you know, whether it's on the playground, whether it's trying to get the attention of that girl, you know, we are competitive. We want to be the guy. We want to be the winner. We want to be the last man standing. That's why that term is used, right? So my point being with that is that I think there has to be an understanding of there are different guys out there, okay? Now, I think there are commonalities that we all have, you know, and it doesn't matter what pill you subscribe to or what, you know, mantra or where you are in life, there are those common threads, okay? That's where I think the manosphere is the best, you know, because we can agree and we can galvanize on that. We can agree that this is a male-dominated space and it's a good thing that it is because it's really the only space we got. You know, every other medium, TV, movies, music, wherever you want to go out in the real world, men are marginalized now to some way or, you know, some extent. You know, that's just how it is. We also are entrusted with the idea to continue to work and provide and do, you know, man up and do what we're supposed to do. Do our duty as it is, you know, usually presented to us as such. So I would say that for the manosphere in 2022, I don't think you're going to cut out the arguing and the bickering to a certain extent, because I think there are people out there that just, you know, want to exist to disagree. Okay.
Okay. Agree and disagree all the time.
You know, they exist to not like the fact that somebody else, you know, is further along than they are or what have you. Okay. But I think that I would like to see in 2022, guys reclaim the space a little bit more. One thing I don't like, you know, now I'm not anti-woman. All right. I love the fact that, you know, there are chicks out there that are talking about relationships and stuff like that. One thing that I think is kind of a false little narrative is that sometimes you have girls out there that are talking about guy related, you know, topics that are traditional to the space. And, you know, can they speak on those things? Yes. But can they offer some insight? Well, they can in respect to being a chick, you know, but they're not going to be able to see it from the vantage point of men because they're not men.
Right.
Okay. They're always going to see the scenario, as it were, whether it's a, you know, a bar scene, you know, and they're going to take it from their vantage point. Because they are, you know, and I'll give you, you know, I'll give, you know, I'll do a Rollo Tomasi here and, you know, break it down to the animal, you know, kingdom, you know, they're always going to react as the does, you know, whereas the men are the bucks, you know, you can't expect a buck to understand where the doe is coming from, and the doe is not going to understand, you know, the buck's mentality,
right,
and how he perceives an interaction, you know. So that's what I would say. I'd like to caution guys on kind of just going gaga over, you know, the pink pills in the sphere, which that's an acronym for the women. A lot of the women, you know, kind of are known by that, you know, when they come into the space and they talk about things. Now, I do like when the women talk about what it is to be a modern woman with a traditional mindset, you know, kind of thinking, well, you know what, we don't have to go total woman's lib here. We don't have to go crazy. You know, maybe if we think a little bit more like, you know, it's not a bad thing to have, you know, the guy have his role and take the lead here. And then, you know, we add what we have to add, which they do. They got a lot to, believe me, chicks have a lot to add, you know, aside from the best thing. I like those people in the space. You know, I think they have a purpose and a good thing. But with to jump on your topic of point of contention, yeah, the fighting is a little eh, but I think you're always going to have that. And but I'd like to see disagreements more on a positive, you know, not a positive, but a more mature level.
Okay, well, a disagreement and a fight are two different things.
True,
but that's what I mean.
True, true. But you know what? I've seen a lot, and I know you have, over the calendar year, of like very juvenile kind of argumentative stuff.
That's what I mean.
You know, and even to get at people, like very juvenile stuff. And I think that's silly, because it comes across as very, you know, 10th grade-ish, you know, whether it be the humor or the presentation. And you know, you're not getting your point across. You know, you can get your point across by making more definitive, you know, statements out there and doing it in a mature way, pointing out the things that are kind of probably should be public and known knowledge. And I've said it before on this broadcast, I'll say it again. There are guys, you know, the space is filled, 95% of it, with people that are out to make money in one way or another.
Well, that's true too.
Online is that kind of thing. You know, we do it in a very, very short, you know, tiny way with a monetary Cash App thing that is totally voluntary. Okay. But there are people that go beyond that with other things, and they kind of have a little business online, which is cool. You know, you can do that. It's America, you know, thank God still.
For the time being, right?
But, you know, make no mistake, you know, when you're watching people like that, understand that in your mind, that this is a business for this person, you know, and, you know, God bless them. They do good. But that's how it is. Let me just say, I think somebody, let's see here, women, men, society, and government are all teammates with tearing men down from birth. We are all taught to protect women and place men as the proprietors. But who protects us when we are ourselves tear each other down from women? Well, 100%. You know, we get no protection. You know, it goes back to biblical times, right? You know, the Adam and Eve, they ate the fruit, and that was it. God came in and said, "Oh, well, now you screwed it up. Now you're gonna know you're all naked." Which, you know,
Eve screwed it up.
Bad thing.
Oh my.
That was Eve. Eve done messed that up.
Right. So, well, there you go. Even back then, she was a dumb.
Adam was like, "You stupid iota."
He probably was like, you know, he's probably like on the other side of the path. He's like, "No, don't do that. What are you doing?" You know, but
that?
that's what it is, Bestine. you know, we don't get the ability to take a break as men in modern society. That is, you know, we have to toil the land, as it was said back then. One positive thing I see for the sphere is more collaboration with right-leaning political content creators. Fresh and Fit is on Timcast. Rolo Tomasi was on Blaze TV. Richard Cooper was on Daily Wire. That is true. That is very true. That's a good thing. That, you know, now I get nervous when, you know, guys that, you know, have good information go out and then, you know, the gen pop gets them, you know, like, you know, the media gets them. And then, you know, sometimes they can, you know, re-edit clips and, you know, they make it seem like, you know, they're
saying sound like something.
Right. Exactly. So that gets me nervous a little bit, but I do think that's a good thing. You know, I do think the more, you know, some guys will tell you that too, Joker. Some guys will tell you like, the manosphere needs to stay, you know, in the background. And in some respects it does, but on other respects, in terms of making valid points and pointing out like we do on this program, when society is just being stupid, that's a good thing. That's a very good thing. Okay. Let's see. I also like to see more collaboration between smaller RP channels. Torsha is a perfect example of a female content creator. I'm a mod for her, and she was nice to see you. Oh, yes, yes. She is one of those pink pill girls, ladies. And yeah, she does good stuff. You know, she's a very soft spoken person. And if I could tell, you know, if I could give her that one piece of advice, I don't know what it is. You know, maybe it's her microphone or the gain or something. But it's sometimes tough to, you know, hear her. You know, she kind of, you know, has a very low tone. But yeah, she does. She talks a lot of stuff. She does. She takes a lot of Rolo Tomasi stuff and kind of, you know, gives the girl kind of point of view on that, but not to the point where it's like, oh, well, you know, you should do this. And, you know, I'm a chick, you know, she doesn't delve into that. Well, I'm a girl and, you know, you should respect me kind of stuff, you know? So that's good. She doesn't do stuff like that. And that's a positive. So
well, I'm going to tune into her then.
Yeah.
Catch a show,
you know,
or two.
I think I don't know if I did or, already, or I will reach out to her, because I think it would be nice to talk to somebody like that and, you know, kind of run through some of those maybe traditional scenarios, you know, have some fun with her, you know, be like, hey, if you know, if you roll up on, you know, a bar there, there's three guys or what, you know, one of those whacked out scenarios, see what she has to say. But yeah, so that would be my thing with the Manosphere going forward. You know, again, not saying that we got to be kumbaya, because we know that guys are not going to be kumbaya.
That's true.
But if you are going to be critical of somebody, don't cloak it in the guise of something juvenile about the person. You know, make it, you know, make it about the content. Make it about you know, something tangible, you know, about, you know, the gripe you might have, you know, so it means something. So you learn something about your point of view versus that, you know, that person or that presentation. So that's where I'd go with it. And I'd like to see us do some more here too. That'd be great for us. So, that was tremendous there for that. Let me just see. Are we caught up on everybody here? Yes, we are. Yes, we are. And again, one more time, the live call-in number is above our heads here, 877-978-1745. The computer link is in the chat there in case you want to opine on any of the topics that we're talking about here tonight. It could be about Lizzo and her, you know, love me because I'm fat. It could be the aspect of January 6th. It could be the Manosphere and where, you know, what did you not like about last year? And what are you hoping for in terms of the new year. So you can definitely do that. So that that would be tremendous to hear from people. You can, again, comment, like, share this video, share it with your buddies. Hit that notification bell so that you get all our damn uploads. And I promise that I'm going to get these uploads going. I got some new stuff that I'm doing and putting together. So we're going to do that for you guys so you can get more, you know, bite-sized little flavors of what we're doing here. And you can donate via Cash App, $ Chris Von Erich. We love you to do that. That is tremendous. For all the talk of masculinity and holding frame, far too many RP content creators fell into drama last year. I agree.
That's sort of what I was saying.
So. Yeah, I think that was what you were saying, Franklin. A lot of guys that should be males were dealing with some female energy out there. So absolutely tremendous point by Joker there. You know what? I think that'll be the, I'll give him the quote of the night there. I think that was a good thing for him. That was tremendous. Okay. So let's see here. Well, you know, it is, now we know what's going to happen here.
Just the shit's going to hit the fan.
Is we have one of my and yours and everybody's most favorite
segment of the show.
Segment of the day. Segment of the week. People wait for this. They certainly do. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the quick hits. So we are going to get rolling here. This is the fastest roll around the internet of all the crazy articles that we come across, just stories and just little blurbs that are just nonsense or just really bizarre. So we're going to go through this right now real quick, and we're going to just do them in as quickly in terms of rapid fire as we can. Let's see here. Here we go. Okay. France's famed Bogdanov twins died of COVID after they rejected the vaccines. Well, looking at this picture right here, it looks like they might have died already before they actually
had the vaccine. What is this,
Franklin?
I don't know who these people are, dude.
I mean, give me a break. I mean, obviously they're famous in France. Okay, let's see. It says famous twins Igor and Grichiga Bogdanov were inseparable in life and in death. They have refused to be vaccinated against the virus because their good health would save them. Well, it doesn't seem that was the case because they were admitted to the hospital on the same day last month when they were diagnosed with COVID-19. Grichina died in ICU on the 28th. 6 days later, so did the brother. They were 72 years old. They came into prominence in France in the 80s with some popular science fiction shows and their good looks. So here they were back when they looked more normal than what they were before. But I guess I would have to say sacré bleu to that.
Yeah.
You know, best laid plans don't always go to form. Okay, so woman spends 4 hours in the airplane bathroom after testing positive for COVID. A woman on a flight from Iceland or to Iceland decided to test herself during the flight to see if she had COVID after her throat started to hurt. The test came back positive. She informed the flight attendant and was asked to stay in the bathroom for the remainder of the flight. And she did, and it was 4 hours. So let's see here. Is this actually, let's see if this is actually a video of her talking.
Instagram for 4 hours.
A video of a woman who grew up in West Michigan is now going viral. It shows her isolating in an airplane bathroom after she tested positive for COVID-19 during the flight. Now she's in the middle of a 10-day quarantine in Iceland. 13 on your side, doesn't she?
Flight, this is where Marisa Fodio spent most of her time.
Oh, my God.
She spent 4 hours in that bathroom. Like, 4 hours.
Fodio says her phone started to hurt about halfway through her flight on December 20th on Iceland Air. She had brought some rapid test kits with her just in case she needed them while traveling.
I went in there, I took a test, and ended up, like, within 2 seconds, it was positive. I, like, freaked out. I ran out of the bathroom and I ran into the first person I saw.
That attendant's name was Rocky, who then asked Marisa to stay in the bathroom while she figured out what to do.
So I said, you know, just keep me in here. Can I have some waters and some snacks though? And she said, anything you want, this is your space. And for the rest of the 4 hour flight, I was in that bathroom.
Fodio captured her journey in the plane's tiny bathroom.
Oh my goodness.
Hey, get the best seat in the house.
Okay. First of all, I hate that chick's voice. Okay.
Oh yeah.
She has that annoying chick voice, and the guys out there will vouch for me in the chat who are watching this. That just green, like, oh my God, like, you know, stop. I couldn't believe it. It was just like so bizarre. 4 hours. 4 hours. I was in there. And here's my other question. I sure as hell hope that damn plane came with another bathroom. Because, I mean,
you know what? Not for nothing. That's a really good thing to say. That's actually, you know what? I think for the.
What would they do? What would they? I mean, you know, people would have to go. I mean,
I guess the first class people would have to share their John with the rest of the plebes.
Oh my God! That's Yeah, note to self, don't take a test. You know, take the test before you get on the plane. You know,
and that'd be I'm actually surprised that she was able to get on the plane.
I don't know. I mean, it's just, oh my God. Okay, so here we go. Sony PlayStation vice president allegedly lured kid for late night sex. Oh my God. Sony senior vice president of engineering, George Capipino, 64 years old, was fired after allegedly trying to lure a 15-year-old boy to a San Diego house. He worked on the team responsible for the Sony PlayStation. Oh, my God. This guy was a bad dude. Amateur porn hunting. Oh, my God. He allegedly invited him into the house. I don't even want to read this, Franklin. This guy was just disgusting. This guy was, oh my God. This guy was really bad.
Okay.
So we'll just leave him like that. That's a good story to like tell people that there were freakos out there. Mm-hmm. But I mean this is a guy that's, you know, figures. He's making video games for kids, and that was like his way in. Sicko.
Yeah, I was gonna come in too, but that just got
deleted. No, yeah, it was just like gross. So you know what? Let's do something. Let's talk about something more fun. Kim Kardashian files to be declared legally single amid her divorce with Kanye West. So ET had learned that the mother of four filed legal documents on Friday to become separated through issues of child custody and property from marital status, and to restore her maiden name. So she does not want to be Kim Kardashian West anymore. Shocking. So that's it. She's done. And actually, she has actually moved on already.
So is Kanye. He was with some other chick in New York the other day.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think he's doing much better, because that chick is, I'm not sure
who she is. She's an actress of some sort?
I think she is. I think she's like an up-and-coming actress.
Hey, now.
And she is not bad. That's for damn sure. She, on the other hand, is carousing with the comedian Pete Davidson. Ooh. And he's kind of, he was on SNL for a while, and he's kind of, you know, he's now making his move into movies, And I think he did a movie that was like almost like a semi autobiographical flick. And, you know, it was kind of like against type, you know, where he was, you know, it was like semi serious. It was like a step up from like 8 Mile, you know, like, you know, the rapper. Eminem. Did his whole thing, and he tried to, you know, do his like serious biopic, while Pete Davidson did his thing too. But my point being is that, you know, he's like a wiry, you know, kind of weirdo kind of dude, and I don't know. I guess a rebound relationship would be, you know, what people would call it out there.
That would make sense because it hasn't really been all that long. But yeah. I do have, it might not be that important to a lot of people. I know this is quick hits, but I have to mention this, Chris. Kanye seemed to have picked up a little, doesn't have much melanin in her skin. what about Kimmy Boo? How did she do?
I don't know. I don't know about that.
I'm going to have to, is this person melanin challenged or is this person... has a lot. I gotta see.
I know.
We all know where we're going with this, but
I know. I didn't want to follow you on that one. here we go. Finally, the woman caught on video stripping from her dress, using it as a mask in an ice cream shop. So here we go. A woman in Argentina stripped down to her underwear and attempted to use her dress as a face covering to get around an ice cream parlor's mask mandate. She said, "Don't ask for my face mask. I'm putting it on," she said boldly, telling the staff at the store in Godoy Cruz, a city in the western province of Mendoza, before she actually stripped down. Surveillance footage also shows a man approaching the counter with his three daughters as the comical scene unfolds. So here you go. You can see this right here. She literally is pulling it up, and, you know, there you go. I'd say that. The woman, you know, again, she's pulling her dress off, and there you go. This poor guy's just trying to get some,
ice cream, you know, with his daughter. They're like, "Dad."
Yeah. You're like, "Dad, what is going on?" You know, Dad, well, why are you sweating? So there you go. And there she is. Hey,
a little bit of a thongage action.
Almost there. There you go. Local news outlet Croica reported that the woman who was with a group of about 10 other people, finally managed to get her a sweet treat and then secured a regular mask. So there you go. very nice.
That's funny.
That is very apropos. You know, again, what a way to ring in 2022 there with that group. So let's see here.
Looks like Marty popped in.
He did. Let's see. We got Marty Hertz says the you know what of males. Yes, absolutely. We must practice what we preach. Yes, absolutely, Joker. Those brothers look like extras for the movie. Yes, I know. COVID idiots. Yes. Black Pill Dating says the bathroom probably has more room than, you know, 100%, my man.
That's right.
She probably made out, you know, she probably actually made out big time. But like I said, I hope to hell they had a second one for the rest. They must have. There's no way that.
Yeah, I don't think airplanes have only one seat.
Yeah, there's no way they would have done that. Her voice approaches Fran Drescher. Yes, I was wondering. You see, I was wondering, Franklin, what voice was in the back of my head when I was. Yes, very much so. You know, I mean, you know, Fran Drescher gets a little hey now for back in the day there. She wasn't, you know, she could be my housekeeper back then.
There you go. Did that guy ever, that old stodgy British guy,
I don't think they did that in that show. I don't think they went there. They hinted to it. I don't know. They hinted to it, but I do think, did they get married on the show? Like, didn't they do like, well, almost they got married or something?
I don't remember. I mean, if they got married, I'm going to assume that, you know, they took it further. But yeah, you know what? Yeah, it was always sort of kind of like you weren't sure what was going on.
Right. Angst Vision is in the house. He says, Chris is back. Yes, I have been back for about a week or so. But yeah, I had been gone for a little while. I was feeling under the weather like a month ago, not crazy with the stuff running around out there right now. No Omni here, but just upper respiratory stuff. Actually, this past week, I got kind of like a recurrence of a little bit of something. So I'm back on it. This winter just started and it's kicking my ass, man.
You know what? Get it over. Get it done. Yeah. Get it over with earlier on.
Yeah, I agree. A guy is using a woman to advance his career. Pete Davidson is bringing equality to the sexes.
I mean, I never thought of it that way. Don't make me.
No, I didn't think of it until Joker said that too. Hmm. Is Davidson? Well, he, you know, she's definitely bigger than him in terms of everything. The lexicon of, you know, the society. But again, I don't think it's going to last. I think by the summer they'll amicably split. They'll be
it
like,
probably oh, doesn't need to last.
It doesn't. Well, it doesn't.
Yeah. You know, it probably doesn't need to last. Just the idea that he was with her, you know, type of a thing. It probably doesn't need to last.
Yeah, I know. Marty says, don't get the flu rona. I know. I love our audience out there. They always bring up this stuff. The flu rona is some whacked out, like, combination of the traditional flu now. And if you still have lingering remnants of whatever variant that might be out there. So, yeah, they're touting that.
Wasn't that an 80s tune, My Florona? No.
What?
Wasn't that an 80s tune, My Florona?
Not My Sharona.
Oh, that's it. Sorry. My bad.
Yeah. Joker says Davidson has already won. Well, yeah. He's getting the publicity, the clout. He also gets a little piece.
Hey, now.
So that's always a good thing. Albeit now, you know, he's only, what was it? Only Ray J was the one that hit it first, but. He can only hang his hat on that, but I think as detesting as she is to a lot of people, I think the average Joe would be quite okay with a roll in the hay, as we would say.
Not for nothing, Chris. Ain't nothing little about that piece. You just said but you know what? You're absolutely right. Okay. Any guy who, if he didn't know who she was in a bar or a club or whatever it was, she came waddling by. Okay, yeah, you would be all on that.
Now, there's no way that, you know, she's one of the few people that even if it was a dark club, you would know. You know, first of all, she would stick out like a sore thumb. You know,
well, if she didn't have that last name, how about that?
Well, yeah, no, but I'm just saying, like, she would. You know, because she's got the big ass, you know, she's got that kind of thing. So you'd be like, oh, wow, you know, like, you know, what the hell is that? And then you would be like, okay, you know, I recognize her now. But you're right. You know, there's a lot of guys out there that would be like, oh, I never touch her bad. You know, she's just like gross. And
it's fine by me. Leave more for me.
And it's like, yeah, I'm just like, you know, come on. We're all guys here. You know, please. So let's relax.
Really? Nothing wrong with Kimmy Boo.
Marty Hurt says, I wrote a parody song with that, making a video of it now. Oh, there you go. I didn't know Marty was the whiz at production like that. So there you go.
Hurt's production.
Mr. D also heard. Hey, yes. Yep. Absolutely. All right. So I think.
What did he do? Did he really?
Yeah. Yes.
Wow. He's like the male. Here we go. I was going to try to remember that. He's like the male. Who was that who was slept with all those guys to get to where she wanted to be, like Tommy Mottola and all of those goofy people. Who's that chick? Who? I mean, there's so many who slept. Say that again.
Mariah Carey.
Okay, that might have been her. Trying to remember, it was somebody. It might have been Mariah Carey, but it was somebody else who like slept with a bunch of men, you know, to get, you know, her foot in the door, and you know, then she took off from there. I'm trying to remember, was it Mariah Carey or?
Well, I mean, she got with her producer, you know, the guy that actually signed her. So yeah, she definitely did. She doesn't get with him and then marry him. She doesn't have the career she has.
Right. Okay.
That's so she literally, you know, as you know, people would say, you know, she didn't, I wouldn't say she slept her way to the top, but she just definitely slept her way into the industry.
Okay. And you know, maybe that's what I meant to say.
By getting with him and then marrying him, because he was able to, like, you know, distribute her album, blah, 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 you know, told her the right songs to, you know, to sing, etc. Got some very good writers there for her. Then away you go. You know, then she met what's his name? You know, me and Mariah. Babies and pacifiers.
Yeah. I can't think of it. Yeah.
That was the beginning of the end. So.
Oh well.
Yes, that's right. He's talking about Grande. Yes, Ariana Grande. Yes.
Can I ever tell you, I saw her walking down the street in Greenwich Village at about 11:30 at night.
What would you just say?
Did I ever tell you about the time that I saw her walking? I think it was Christopher Street of all places with her. She was walking towards, I guess it was 7th Avenue South, Ariana Grande, with her muscle. This cat had to be 9 foot tall.
Oh wow!
I had never seen a human that big before, and they were walking down the street, and he was holding on to her because she had them stripper boots on that she likes to wear. And as you're walking down the street, a town car was like three cars behind them, driving behind slowly.
Right.
And as they got to 7th Avenue South, the goon turned around and whistled towards the car. The car came up, and he boom, jumped in and took off.
Nice. And Matthew Blake Chile is giving us the 411 here. It was Old Dirty Bastard, Old DB, RIP to him, by the way. He was part of the Wu-Tang Clan, as it was back in the day. I remember when they were big, you know. The chain of the 30? Was it 37 Chambers of Death?
Screw that. Now I'm going to have to go watch Kung Fu movies this weekend.
I know.
I love Kung Fu movies. It's juvenile, but I love
it. Wait a second. Hold on. Now, are you talking about Kung Fu movies that, are we talking about like Kung Fu theater? Like the real?
Yeah, from the 1970s, the Shaw Brothers.
Yeah, okay.
The Shaw Brothers. Not that new garbage with that CGI stuff, that other rubbish. No, the good stuff.
Yeah, with the 1970s. There was the old guy with the long white hair and the white beard. It was in that character. He's probably the same damn actor.
It probably is.
All right.
36 Chambers. Oh,
okay. I added one more.
That was a good one.
I added one more chamber. So.
36 Chambers.
Yes. But I think some of those guys still do work or music. Some of them tour around. I think there's only two of them now. You know, I don't know if it's Ghostface Killah or whatever. You know, like one of those guys. You know.
Ghostface Killah.
Show name.
Yeah, I know, right? Yep.
So
Ghostface Killah.
But I think two of them, maybe it's Redman or something. They go out. You know, they go out as themselves, but they sing some of the songs, I think. Still, so okay. So, what does Marty say here? Reaching new heights in bad die. Well, hey, you're doing it though, Marty. You know, you're doing your show. You're doing your video. You're getting it done. I'd like to see that when you get it done. Shoot me a link, or if you're gonna post it somewhere, hit me up on the email, which again, I should say anybody can do that.
Maybe
if you have an article, if you have a question about anything, chrisvonerick@gmail.com. I will answer you. Okay. I answer everybody. No question is dumb. Okay. Even if you're a dumb person, you know, it's all right. But yeah, Marty, you can send a link once you get that done and uploaded, because I know videos are huge files. So you just send me a link and I'll check it out. I definitely want to see that.
Why don't you premiere it here on the show?
There you go. See, this is why I have a co-host that is more organized than me, that is more in tune with our audience out there. Okay. Doesn't, you know, knows when to tell me to shut up when I get in trouble, you know, so, and that's it. We will do that. You get it done and we will play it live on the air. Okay. And that'll be great. Kung Fu Theater had bad, that's right. Horrible dubbing, but that was the whole thing behind. That was great. So absolutely. Okay. So, let me just do this one thing here. Okay. You know, I want to thank, everybody that tuned in tonight. Okay. I want to thank everybody that, typed in the chat, that gave us good questions, good comments. I want to thank Black Bill Dating for stepping onto the plate and contributing with a phone call tonight. He was the only guy that wanted to. Oh, well, too bad. Good for him. I want to thank everybody that's going to watch this on the replay. And more and most, I want to thank you, Franklin, for being here.
Absolutely not a problem at all, Chris. Glad to be here. Wouldn't miss it for the world. Mr. Marty has got a couple of comments he wants to add in before we pay me. Frankly, it'll be worth it. Oh, see, there you go.
Yeah, all right. Okay. Very nice. Okay. Okay. On that note, I want to tell everybody out there that we got some good stuff in the works here coming down the pipe. Be aware. Make sure you hit that notification bell. Subscribe to the channel. Do that. Like this. Share this out with somebody. Share it out. You know what? Share it out with your girls, your girlfriend, your wife, their friends. They'll be mad at us, but what the hell? Give it to them. and in more ways than one.
Hey now.
So, again, we're going to give it to you straight. We're going to point out the hypocrisy out there. We're going to look at everything with the red lens always. When society is crazy and stupid, we're not. We're going to give it to you right. Good night, everybody.